Shalom and welcome with Bindernovsky. Finally, I managed to get the message for month 11 together. I have already written it down, but just to record a thing. Actually, about the message, I was thinking to bring a message about elections, because Israel had elections, the US midterm, and also have been this month, you know, beside other nations. But these two, you know, Israel and America is just the two big players. They're the hegemon and Israel, I don't know what to call it. However, not sure if I shall name it elections or selections, as they're anyway rigged to some extent or completely, we don't know, basically everywhere since decades. So it appears to me that's more or less a waste of time to talk about the political issues. When I use the word selection, I mean it's possibly the most accurate. Just because the evil puppet players, they just set their clowns into place and let it appear that the people have a choice. And the Bible says, actually, that the Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh set kings in place and removes them. I mean, with the nations who turned their faces away from Adonai, I'm not sure how much he think about to interfere into that. He might just allow the devil, put someone in and we'll be okay, you know, whatever you call it, king, president, or prime minister, or whatever the leader, the name. I mean, I'm not ignorant of politics and who's leading the nation. So to be aware, to have a little bit of a view of where it heads to, where it leads to. But the time to spend about praying into politics, it's for me a waste. I'd rather pray and spend my time in prayer to have mercy upon the people. And they will find their way back to the Father in heaven through Yeshua. I pray for laborers into the harvest. I pray a lot. I mentioned it in videos before. That the master of the harvest will send laborers. And hopefully that millions or billions of souls will get harvested. So, but now let me jump into the message. I don't know if it's properly, you know, with the 5G, might be not completely the message about 5G, but certain aspects. So, but before I turn into, I want to turn on. I'm going to switch on 5G, you know, see? Yeah, you see that little light? So now 5G is activated. Oh, sorry, I need to connect it. It's not yet connected. Okay, let's connect 5G. And it works. Oh, still on. Yeah. Well, for this message, I have a bunch of questions, and you can put your commentaries below or not. But not nasty words. It's not allowed on my channel. I delete these videos or these commentaries who use nasty words or these F words or whatever you call them. And yeah, I just bring my message and you can fill the spaces. You can fill it on yourself, for yourself, on your own. So not long ago, I made a message about Wi-Fi or this wireless stuff, and very likely that it interferes into my dreams. I don't know if others interfere to other people's dreams, but today I'm going to go into a little bit of a different observation. I'm not claiming to be a big prophet, or at least a popular and famous prophet, or maybe a village prophet, but I'm not a teacher, not at all, that everyone shall listen to. Thanks for listening anyway. But I am a watchman on the wall of small things and of tall and big stuff. I'm not only the watchman since the intervention of modern technology to present it here on these video channels, or especially internet or YouTube, or stuff like that, but I observe and analyze carefully everything in this world around me. What is going on already since I'm a little boy. Today, you need to be careful to say, yeah, I'm a little boy. Yes, I'm a boy. I'm a man. I'm not a something in between. I have not decided to be a boy, but that's God created me as a man. As only man or woman, nothing else. Anyway, besides that, I'm questioning everything, like a little child. Not necessarily as a pessimist, but with a high amount of suspicion. And if I can say it that way, may you know what I mean. Okay, I'm not surely not the sharpest knife in the kitchen drawer, but very often I'm able to connect dots. And with the wisdom, by the wisdom of the Holy Spirit, he helps me a lot. But often I have a hard time to bring it to proper words, to form sentences, what I observe. And of course, I have been deceived to some degree in some way, shape or form. And there's definitely not a single person in this world who is not deceived. How many tyrants out there who have this high education background and those players who think for themselves while they are at the same time they fool millions or billions of people, that they themselves have never been deceived. But by their diabolic actions, they give proof to be actually the most deceived. So, leading position stuff, people. Sadly, with their influence and power, their deception caused destruction for so many others who only want to live in peace, walk in this world and just, I would like to be peace, you know. But it doesn't help them if the leaders of the nations don't want peace, or the leaders of NATO definitely don't want to have peace. And the military-industrial complex never want to have peace because it will be no money. Well, only Yeshua, while he walked on earth, was not deceived. That's why he could defeat the deceiver once and for all. However, I'm still able to use my little brain, use a lot of common sense, and with a lot of help, and really a lot of help with the hope from the Holy Spirit, and his wisdom and discernment to puzzle many pieces together. So now, for those who are a bit older, like me, or even much older, like 70, 80, 90, or 100 years old, they noticed several things. Okay, some people may not pay attention to that, with these things, but I do. By this, I will not say the following things are caused only for one certain reason that I will mention, but you decide. Now let me go back many years ago. The young people possibly don't know, but you surely noticed that outside all the ordinary lamps with the standard ancient light bulbs, even before there was such a word like these energy-saving lights or stuff like that. I mean, neon lights were around, but when you were outside in the house or the garden, as soon as it got dark, I switched them on, flies and moths were swarming around. In some areas more, in some areas less. So where I live currently, the whole country is in a rapid transition to become a so-called smart country. And this city where I live is actually will be the first city, very soon I assume, to become a smart. A city becomes smart? How can I mean? So half a year ago, We had these yellowish street lamps outside along the road. Very pleasant for the eyes, actually. Well, you could see them full with dead flies. They had this, you know, where the flies came inside, they have this plastic cover around the light. So come in through some holes and get trapped when they, maybe some find a way out, but most, a lot got trapped. And so after a while, of course, they simply die. So on the backside of this building, it's just a narrow road, where there was a white street lamp, but it was basically an ordinary open light bulb. That's it. And a little shield on top. So no, that insect word I could find there, but I could see them swarming around night after night. But now all street lamps in this section, possibly already in the whole city, got replaced by these modern, I say, 5G street lamps. I mean, not only the color of the light, it appears to me, you know, this bright white with a slightly greenish taste, which is somehow annoying, but I am watching it now since weeks, so some month, and have not seen a single fly or moth swarming around. Makes me wonder, have the flies changed their minds? Do you know why? Or do they simply don't like LED lights? What's the difference between Mr. Global and the flies in that regard? Do the insects not know that LED is so much more economic? No, so much more green with less power consumption. I bet they would dance around with joy if they knew it. Especially if these flies were green leftist. These brainwashed flies. And if they knew it, the lights would be completely darkened by them when millions swarming in adoration. Oh, LED, energy saving. We saved the planet with these lights before these LED lamps. So these green maniacs, psychopaths may say, yeah, great, that's so much better. Or maybe claim it's for the reason because the flies don't die now in the traps of the street lamps. Since LED lights don't have that plastic cover. But they're swarming around anyway, not. Well, or could it be for another reason? Why have they been flying around ordinary light bulbs just a few months ago, but as soon as the LED crap, the Chinese lamps came, now not anymore? Our media scientists, I know, I heard this, they may give only the answer what they have been told by the psychopaths and globalists and megalomaniacs. So, what do you expect from liars? So, but what do you think about it? So when I compare to my childhood, okay, I can clearly recognize the amount of insects have been extremely reduced. Pesticides, pollution, poisoning of the sky, there's a name for that, whatever. There's many ways that they killed so many of these insects. I'm only wondering, when all these windmills supposedly killed all the birds and they can't eat the insects anymore, should there not be more insects around now? Or does the spinning fans also attract all the insects and smash them? I mean, some days I need one here, you know, for at night to smash on the mosquitoes. However, I know we have a lot of flies here. How do I know that? Well, when I work on my boat in the backyard, it sits in the backyard, hopefully it'll get finished soon, or when I care for the few veggies that I have beside the house, okay, now not anymore, and I have to water them, but the season is over, winter is at the door. So when I'm outside there, I can feel clearly there are more flies here around than I would say almost anywhere else I could think of. It's just full. And why? Well, the neighbor building is mostly empty. There are two buildings. And that building that serves mainly as a paradise for stray cats. I see this lady who comes here to feed them once a day. I think 25 cats or so, at least. And of course, the excrements of the cats does not stay in the property beside, but also comes here. And so the flies swarming around. That's why we have so many here. But I cannot see them in flying around the lamps at night. So does 5G supposedly not kill also many insects? At least I heard some claims, they say, but I don't have any proof for that. The LED lights here are out there since maybe, what, a half a year, So it may take some time or the effects to be seen. Oh, wait a minute. Just go back to the 5G in the lamps. I have no proof for myself with that, but a little bit of common sense. First of all, we know that 5G is being published by the propaganda machinery called the brainwashing mainstream media. This is published as an amazing achievement. So you can surf now the internet in high speed everywhere, all the time. Yeah. They don't tell you that you can be tracked now everywhere in real time. And that's the purpose. For now, more will come. And the Bible gives a hint what might come. I can't say it for certain, but it appeared to me clearly the day will come when total control will be just everywhere. I mean, the things in the sky called satellites, whatever it is. But another thing led to the question, why do street lamps need a network address? I have a picture taken of that, close up with a good telezoom lens. Streetlights have been working since centuries without, first with the candles and then with the electric light bulbs, but suddenly and supposedly they need a network address. Oh, save energy, be smart. I actually watched a video of someone who took these lamps apart, or one lamp apart, and for someone who knows electronic, I know a little, but not enough to distinguish what is what, you know. It's 40 years ago I studied something with electronic, but that's today completely different. And he claimed, or he mentioned, yes, these are 5G street lamps. It's illegal, but who cares about legal or illegal? And here the coffee mug on the top of these street lamps are, it gives me enough evidence. This is not about energy saving or all of this. On top of that, you know, the knowledge of Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, and the fourth industrial revolution with total control, social credit in its rat tails. I have been reading, not the whole thing, but a good portions of these documents. And yeah. And here where we live, we have these ones made in Shanghai. Very trustworthy, I would say. A virus made in China, face diapers made in China, hand sanitizers made partially in China, these plastic hand gloves made in China, PCR tests made in China, useless test, I mean, most electronic and electric items made, or it labels almost everything, China. So very much it can be definitely trusted. the street lamps, the smart street lamps will be for our best. All right. And when it comes to total control with something else I observed with socialist credit, which made in China, some other thing that lately drew my attention. There are more and more of these screens with ads along the road, like, not to say electronic billboard, but that's not private, that's municipality billboards, or whoever is behind global billboards. So on top of it, there are different things. So I just give you a picture here of these things. So one of these items is clearly a camera. So and then on the very much on the top, you see the street lamp with a coffee mug on top. 5G and a round thing on the on that mast, whatever it is, maybe another sensor like wind and pollution or whatever. That's why it's green. Whatever the white box left from the camera is doing, I can't say. Maybe another piece of equipment to track, for tracking or surveillance. And yeah, the billboard. Just a month ago, end of the tourist season, 6 weeks ago, so it's still tourists here, but not so many anymore, the ads changed. And it says now smart parking and mentioned SMS number. I mean, how it works, I have no clue. I assume you need a parking app and a compatible phone. Or at least you need a car for parking. I don't have a car and I don't have even the money to buy a car or to afford it. And it's anyway not a subject. You know, I have my bicycle, and that's my main transportation. And my old phone does not let me install anything anymore anyway. I mean, SMS I can do, so I don't know how it works. Maybe you need to type the number of the parking where you add. So every parking has a number that's written on the floor. You need to mean, okay. Type the SMS, type the number, and then you give permission and automatically withdraw from a bank account or your phone money or whatever. We'll see how it works. I hope I will be out by then. Sorry for the glitch. The battery of the camera just ran out, and so I had to readjust, and that's why it's a little bit shifted and I'm a different place. But never mind. Back to the billboard. Another thought about this combination. You want to see that I described. And the billboard shows all kind of information that pops up. And people today are very much used or addicted to look up at such things, you know, flickering stuff in the same way, like they look into their square 5G phones or 4G. My phone is maybe a 2G or I don't know. So just next to the billboard, there's a camera. Is it not clever? What if I would guess by that it can improve facial recognition because people were stare right into that direction instead of looking whatever somewhere. It's very clever. Or any other suggestions? Actually, today as I passed by, I saw a new advertisement preparing, and it claims the transition to a smart city, something like that. Maybe I'll make a picture, maybe not, I don't know, before I post a video, because it will be a very busy week. Is it not smart? Look into China, how smart cities look like and how the people are just under their smart surveillance and smart control, smart everything, smart for whom. So now for you, back to the beginning. If you go out by night, watch if you see insects swarming around the lights like 20, 50 or 80 years ago. Or if they're not around there anymore, Watch it for a couple of weeks, not only one day, one night. Just watch it. Or if you have a good tester for radiation, check out if these type of street lamps are just lights or included something else. I guess here in the city they have 5G not completely switched on in all sections, definitely not, because some roads are still under construction. But I guess as soon everything is finished, they will crank it up. If it's not partially already, possibly, I don't know. I have absolutely no doubt on that. Sooner or later, they will just turn the volume on 5G, press the button, because they announce it. What do you expect if someone announced it, what to do, and said, oh, this conspiracy, you know, that's conspiracy truth. And we will see. If Yeshua might take his bride before the system will be in full swing, I cannot say. Definitely, I saw, as I mentioned already before, the road workers work like crazy as they were working on that section of the road. It's finished now. Yeah, they have to dig up some pieces, but it's always in road works that there are some mistakes they need to fix. But during the time that they were working here, I never saw them working like this. And this is anyway sponsored by the EU, the Evil Union. Oh no, it's not sponsored by the EU or the Evil Union. It's sponsored by the taxpayers' money of the European people. And by that, they surely will have a very tight deadline. Or if someone is not working right, it's just kick them off. Yes. No other explanation for that. I know the speed how the people used to work. I mean, you really needed to capture them with a good camera and in slow motion, you could see them moving. But with that work, with all the stuff that or road work or electricity, it appeared to me that it's much the opposite of this time-lapse video. But I realize the section from the building or from the next building until the end of the construction era or from that section that they built, we had 7 of these yellowish street lamps. It's nice. But it says that these modern LED are actually brighter than the old ones. And when I look into that, I can see that. Tell me, why do they need now 28 street lamps with brighter light to replace 7 old lights? And if, let's say, they consume a quarter of the, each lamp consume a quarter of the electricity compared to the old ones, how much electricity do you save when you have 4 times the amount of lamps? Well, my math is not the best, but the green calculation would say 4 times 4 equals 16 times less energy consumption. Is this correct? 4 times the amount, so 16 times less. Yeah, that's calculated actually by modern science of math or modern math. Or can I say Fauci science or Greta math or Thunberg math? Some in that area. So I showed it. Here you see a picture of that section, but that does not really show how bright it truly is. And the section that on the picture that doesn't show all the 28, but I may not be able to take another picture because since the traffic now increased, as all people, it was at the first day when they opened the road, that picture I took, you know, when no one knew that the road is, they opened it. So it was still empty and all the people were using the other roads around. But just imagine in this section you see the picture that would have the amount of four of these yellowish, maybe five of these yellowish lights before. Do you think it's more for more safety? And actually there's a little bit more about the green idea. Initially they, in that road construction, initially they wanted to chop down all the trees along the road. These trees are relative old, I would say at least 30 years, if not 50 or more. But after they started to chopping them down, the Greens came along and protested. Not to say that I'm agree with many things or with hardly anything that the Greens, of the Greens agenda, but this one seemed to be somehow legitimate. I mean, for everyone or even big polluters, I think roads look more pleasant with trees aside. Okay, they planted some small new trees, but mature trees are just big mature trees. There's something different, you know, the appearing of something like completeness. However, the purpose to chop all the trees surely also appear to me aligns better up with the mindset of control. Because without interference of the trees and the branches, all the cameras are surely more efficient to complete their task. So I would not wonder if cameras are even in every lamp, because LEDs and, you know, when you have your remote, this is basically similar technology, LED, and who knows if they have already speed control or other control implemented in the lamps where the people walk. That's a small idea. You know, you automatically arrive, you get your bill when you, let's say you're written in a letter, if you drove 1 mile per hour too fast between section A and section B. But as for the first time, the punishment is only $1,000. If you do it again, you pay $10,000. And if you do the third time, you lose your driver license and pay $100,000. Whatever, they can do everything what they want. However, when they did the roadworks, it felt to me they chopped the tree already indirectly. Okay, these builders don't have much knowledge about gardening or things like that anyway, but they simply follow orders, as all the workers of electricity and internet companies are doing. And the most who are following orders are police and military. Nothing new under the sun. They have done it 90 years ago in Nazi Germany. And so you know the result. They don't use their brain, but just follow orders. No matter if it's against the Constitution what they are doing or not. But when I saw the roadworks, I knew sooner or later these trees will come down. And I was partially 100% right. So even a few months later, they chopped already several of the trees because the root has been damaged by the roadworks. And this is what I saw. And so in that case, you know, when they get brown on top, you can be chopped down for security risk, for security reason without green protests. Simple as that. And I would not wonder if the damaging of the root was done deliberately, likely, or even the plans like dig extra deep beside the trees. And it's just following orders. Put the excavator or the digger down and chop off the roots, or many of the roots. We'll see when the winter comes, how it will bring, when the storms are coming. Let's see how many will succeed as the trees or the municipality. I assume when one of the trees got knocked down by a storm, the municipality will come and chop all of them down, claiming to be for safety, because the other one could be also damaged. Well, as mentioned, I hope I will be out by then. Though it's not advised to sail in wintertime in the ocean, but so it is. But Yeshua spoke to the storm and calmed down, and he said, we will do greater works. I may speak in advance to the waves to calm down when I come, and the storm to turn into a strong downwind. They will have on the wind from the back. Okay, very unusual, but in the direction where Abba want me to go. And the next destination. Spiritual storms are coming as well. We can expect them. How that will look like? Possibly worse. However, back to safety. Luckily, this country is, compared to most countries, relatively safe. Not as safe as it used to be, where you could just, and I remember 10 years ago, I could go shopping, just park the bike outside the supermarket and come back, go to the next, park it without locking it. But I'm locking it now everywhere, anytime. At least a better bike. But to make the street lights bright like daylight in an area with little public traffic does not make sense except for control. And well, with a bright light now, with the nights got almost daylight, especially the parking across the road, where the birds can fly around now even by night and find their ways and, don't find insect. Well, maybe they're flying and until they're exhausted and die. Since they don't fly around as there's no insects, but most are anyway crows, doves and sparrows. Not a very nature-rich country. Some claim it to be, but possibly they never have been to other countries in this world. Okay, when I scan through the headlines of the video platform, I can see every now and then it's called Death Towers. And they point to these 5G towers, which is actually, true. And this information you surely won't find on Big Brother's Chewtooth. And these towers are indeed definitely not for communication. I have actually a song written and posted here on these video platforms. I had about that song about 10, 11 years ago. You will find it. It's called Mind Control. But lately, as I went away with a friend to the next city, about 60 kilometers away, so along the motorway, it drew my attention, really. Because I haven't been there since ages almost. I drew my attention how many new towers are sitting there. Just one after the other. And I'm certain, here in the city at least, the street lamps work together in a network with the big towers. Yeah, and they claim it that the 5G towers are technically weapons of mass destruction, but who cares? I mean, one day the Antichrist will come on stage and he will find all the infrastructure ready for his implementation of the final solution. Oh, what a word. We heard it once again. We heard it before, the final solution. Now again, if I would, that's why I cannot post it on YouTube. Otherwise it would be, they will bring me into the mainstream jail. But open your Bible and you will see there's a final solution. There's a different final solution. And it contains of two roads where we can go, either life, eternal life or eternal death. Heaven or hell, either you're for or against Yeshua. Though there are fights against the 5G, as it is dangerous and technically as weapons of mass destruction as mentioned, but Sodom and Gomorrah had corrupted judges. In the days of Noah, everything was corrupted. And as much as it becomes so clear that this world is like in the days of Noah, so with the corrupt judges, I don't see any chance of success in removing the 5G. May they claim it, but it might be 6G already in that implemented, or whatever technology may come, or and the towers and the lamps have them already in. But Yeshua will also come soon. Yeah. How can you say that? How do you know? People in almost every generation have been thinking this is the end. When disasters came and all the things like the Middle Ages with the plagues and all that. But what happened in our time today is now just unprecedented. With an injection that killed millions or hundreds of millions and maimed hundreds of almost billion maybe. We don't know really. Just open your eyes and see. Look into scripture and look into the world. People drop in dead like flies. Well, the flies are not flying around the streets, around the lamps, street lamps anymore. But the good news is that the word of Elohim will not change and his promise of eternal life stands. Adonai remains an Elohim of love, grace and compassion and seeks a relationship with each and every person. Yes, we know not everyone will make the decision to dedicate his life to Yeshua. Not everyone are willing to pay the price, maybe to give up some unholy friends. But I pray, even in all weakness and failures, that I will not nor never walk away from him. It's not easy to get not to get deceived. It's written that even the elect could get deceived. So there's, but for me, there's nothing in this world, no pleasure, no worldly things, no super fast 567 or 99G internet or anything else, and that is worthy to hold me on, to hold on. I hold on to Yeshua. I cling to him with all my strength, even in my weakness, even in my failures, even in my sins, my sinful nature. Heaven and earth will pass away, but the word of Elohim will never pass away. My hope is in Adonai Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, because with him and in him I have nothing to lose. Amen. Enough for now for this message. Be blessed, and Yeshua be with you. Shalom, shalom.